From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of master naturalist Rebecca Lexa, today's topic is Cooper's hawk. While you may be familiar with soaring raptors like the red-tailed hawk that float on thermals high overhead, there are some hawks that prefer the depths of the forest. The Cooper's hawk is one of these, a medium-sized hawk about the size of a common crow. It can be seen here year-round. It is often difficult to distinguish from its close cousin, the sharp-skinned hawk. Unlike redtails and northern harriers, which seek their prey in large open meadows, the Cooper's hawk is more often found in wooded areas. Like many of its kin, its flight pattern is a few wing beats followed by a short glide. However, when in pursuit of prey, this hawk is surprisingly agile and can fly at high speeds through small spaces between tree branches and other obstacles. It primarily preys on other birds, mostly mid-sized species like robins, pigeons, and jays. In our area, Cooper's hawks frequently also hunt small mammals like mice, voles, and rabbits. Hawks may wait for birds to arrive at feeders and then strike. Like most other birds of prey, the female is larger than the male. During breeding season, they form monogamous pairs, and the female then lays 2 to 5 eggs in a large platform-style nest built in a different location each year. The young fledge at about 1 month of age, but it may be another month before they begin to hunt on their own and leave the nest entirely. Cooper's hawk numbers dropped dramatically in the mid-20th century due to illegal shooting and DDT causing their eggshells to weaken and break. With the banning of DDT and education about the ecological importance of raptors, these hawks and many others have had quite a celebratory comeback. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.